Welcome to the Guts Church Podcast. My name is Kennedy Shear, and thanks so much for joining us. Today, we have a great word from my dad, Pastor Bill Shear. If this ministry has changed your life, will you let us know? Send us an email to story@gutschurch.com.
God, we come together in the name of Jesus, and we're expecting today. God, the level of expectancy in this place, God, you can cut it with a knife, it's so thick. God, I thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you for who you are in our midst. We're here. We're joined in the name of Jesus. We're gathered in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we welcome you into this solemn, holy assembly. God, thank you for what you're doing and thank you for what you're about. God, thank you for your presence in this place. God, no matter what people are going through, no matter what people are dealing with, God, we take authority now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, wickedness in heavenly places has to submit to us in the name of Jesus right here and right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for the authority that we walk in. God, I thank you for who we are in Christ. God, I thank you that the scales have tipped to our favor. God, we receive your favor with abundance today. God, we solemnly believe that your grace is sufficient right here and right now in the name of Jesus. You know, I'll tell you what, church, what's impossible for us is so possible with God. Jesus said, if you only believe, nothing's impossible to he who believes. Man, I want to welcome everybody here to Tulsa. I want to welcome everybody in Skytook, in Sepulpa. Welcome everybody in Houston, in Dallas, in Philadelphia, in New Jersey. Everybody everywhere, I want to welcome you to Guts today. I want to welcome you to the house of the Lord. I want to let you know that the authority that we have in the name of Jesus, nothing can overcome it. See, what's happened now is sickness and disease and depression and anxiety has tried to take lordship of our lives. That's what it happens, man. The devil's relentless. And see, but the Bible is so clear. It says God withholds no good thing for those who walk uprightly. God withholds no good thing for those who simply put God first. See, let me give you a little picture here. The picture is there's dozens and maybe even more hundreds of things that are in our lives, but there's things that the enemy tries to put in first place in our life. See, the things that are in first place in our life are the things that are out in front of us. Sickness, a diagnosis, symptoms, infirmity, a disease, divorce, depression, anxiety. All that stuff tries to get out in front of us so that that's the view of life that we have. But I'll tell you what we're doing today, every single one of us, we're repenting. We're asking God to forgive us of our iniquities, forgive all of our sin, and to cleanse us of unrighteousness. The things we know that are going on in our life, the things that we have no idea, we didn't even realize, or maybe it's just not that big a deal. See, what if the things in your life that you deem not that big a deal, what if those are the things prohibiting God from doing what he wants to do on your behalf? What if? So today, will you join me in this prayer? Will you join me in just recognizing the lordship of Jesus in our hearts, in our lives, in this place, and that sin and iniquity and unrighteousness has to go in the name of Jesus. And see, what God will do, whatever we give to him, what God will do is he'll take it. And now listen, the Bible says he'll throw it as far as the east is from the west. I'm telling you, there's people in neighboring communities and neighboring states and around the world, they're going like this because like, dear God, what was that? Man, that was your sin and your iniquity, your unrighteousness that God dispels from our lives. And then guess what? When none of that stuff is in first place, now God can be first place in our life. And I'll tell you what, healing will flow in this place. You mark my words. I'm telling you, it's a guarantee that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I'll tell you what's powerful. If you're here, you get to experience it firsthand. If you're in Sepulpa, Skytook, or somewhere else, the sound of the voice of God is going to prevail. See, that's what God does. God uses His voice through people to proclaim His promise and set at liberty those who are held captive. If you can, in all of our campuses and everywhere you are, just lift your hands right now. God, I thank you right now for forgiveness of sin, of iniquity, and of unrighteousness. God, wholesale forgiveness for every person in this place, every person in Sepulpa, every person in Skytook, every person everywhere else that they're viewing. God, I thank you today that you create in us a right heart, oh God, a steadfast spirit within us. God, all we need are hearts that are right with you and spirits that are steadfast. And God, it's going to magnetize every bit of heaven to come into our lives and overflow within us in the name of Jesus. God, take our sin, take our iniquity, take our unrighteousness and pitch it today as far as the east is from the west in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory to God? Can you say healing is here? God, I just thank you right now that the purpose of this service is to reveal the principles from God's word and instruct you in how to cooperate and apply these principles to obtain God's healing. That's all it is. That's as simple as it is, that we just obtain God's healing in our lives. And God's doing something. You're going to watch. I'm going to open up the altar for prayer. And you're going to see three kinds of people. You're going to see people that rush up here that it's like, dear God, I want it here. I want it right now. I'm charged. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this service. You're going to have people that are here, and they're here to execute everything God wants to do. They're here to lay hands on people. They're here. The elders are here to anoint with oil. They're here to listen, to maybe catch someone or put them to ease if they're slain in the spirit. They're here to take your name so that we can follow up with you. Because let me just tell you, as easy as you obtain the healing power of God, you can release it in your life. You can put those things back out in front. As long as you keep God first, that healing is present in your life. But as soon as you put something else in front of God, I'm telling you, the enemy will come back seven times worse. See, we're not just here to sweep people's houses clean. That's an aspect of it, but that's not it. It's also to fill people with every great thing that God's about. Many today are seeking healing and health, but yet they talk sickness and they talk suffering until they establish that image in their lives, that image of sickness, that image of suffering. Their thoughts and their words produce a vivid blueprint, and they live within the bounds and the limitations of that blueprint. Today I say we fry that blueprint of sickness and suffering, of anxiety, of depression, of divorce. I'll just tell you, you might be here today and you're believing God for a child and it's been difficult. Maybe medically they said you couldn't. Let me just help you. Over the years of this church, there are too many people that medicine and science has said you can't conceive a child whose babies are all around this church now. Man, if that's you, just let me tell you, I'm gonna put her on the spot, but Pastor Sandy will be over here praying for people. Man, if you're here and you're believing God for a baby, please come up and let her pray for you. Man, let's break that. The Bible says you delight yourself in the Lord, He'll give you the desires of your heart. If that desire is a baby, if you're here and you've got a child who's sick or a child who's diseased, or even if you're here and there's Maybe there's someone in your life that's not here. You know, this service is going to be on podcasts and on the internet. And you know what? You might come up and you might bring a piece of cloth or something you can send that person. And we'll just believe God. I believe this, and here's the theme of my heart. My heart overflows with this theme today. We're pulling out all stops. God's healing power is provision to heal anxiety, depression, mental illness, physical disease, physical illness, symptoms, whatever it is. We're pulling out all the stops, and God's healing power is going to flow in this place. I'll just tell you, there's not a bit of doubt of anybody that's working this service. So if you're here and you're like, man, how's this going to happen? You know, will you release that today? These guys are going to worship through the whole time. There's three kinds of people. People that are going to come up here immediately to be prayed for. People that are executing the ministry that it's going to be here. And they're fine people. They're people that are trained and ready for whatever. But then there's people that are resistant and maybe even a little skeptical. Thinking, oh, you're kidding me. I thought I was just coming to church. Well, remember this. The book of Hebrews said Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But listen, he went about doing good and healing all. And it doesn't stop there. He went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed of the devil. See, that sickness isn't just to make you feel bad. It's to oppress you to where every thought you have, that sickness is linked to it. Everything you hear brings discouragement to your life. Let me tell you what I am right now. I'm expectant because there is an encouragement, a supernatural encouragement that you can receive today by faith. Just say this with me. Father God, I receive a supernatural encouragement right now pertaining health for my mind, my emotions, and my body, for my marriage, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hey, John, when he was over, start singing, let's go. John, when he was over 90 years old, he penned the letter that we refer to as 3 John. Verse 2 says, beloved, I pray that you prosper and are in health as your soul prospers. Let me just help you. Your soul is prospering right here and right now. Let's get after it. Let's go. Thank you, God. God, I thank you right now for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Guts Church Sepulchre, Guts Church Sky Church. God, I thank you that your presence, God, fills this place. And in your presence is fullness of joy. God, I thank you for noted miracles. God, I thank you for supernatural delivery. God, deliverance today from depression, from anxiety. God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name. God, I thank you that immune systems are getting strong right now. God, that your creative power is changing immune systems in people's bodies. God, I thank you that children are whole. Children are healed. God, children are saved. Children are delivered. God, I thank you for the children that will be conceived from barren wombs in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for it and I praise you for it. God, I thank you for deliverance from evil. God, yours is the kingdom. Yours is the power. Yours is the glory in the name of Jesus. God, I preface this whole service with Isaiah 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55, verse 11. God, I thank you today. So shall God, your words go forth from your mouth. They shall not return to you void of power, but shall accomplish what you please, and it shall prosper in the things which I said it. God, your words are powerful. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. God, that your word go forth with that power. God, I thank you right now for Skytook, for Sepulchre, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to break every yoke of bondage, to remove every burden. Devil, we're coming after you. You take your hands off, you let go of this God's people, these God's people, this God's property. God, I thank you. What devil, what you meant for bad, that today God turns it to good in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God, I thank you for deliverance from evil. God, I thank you for supernatural deliverance in the name of Jesus. God, we speak faith. God, I just thank you right now. What the enemy's meant for man and my brother, God, you turn it to good in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you this body's getting stronger even right now. God, I thank you that this body's getting stronger right now. God, I speak strength into his body in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're doing right now. God, I thank you that joints and ligaments and tendons and muscles and bones, God, I proclaim healing in his body in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I thank you right now in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, God, what the enemy's meant for bad. God, I thank you. The limitations come off of his life. God, a new blueprint is written in his life. God, I thank you for your healing power, your healing provision, your healing presence to flow in his body right here and right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you for what you're about, for what you're doing. God, I thank you right now. God, I thank you right now for this baby. God, I thank you for healing, for wholeness to flow in this baby's body, in this baby's life. God, I thank you that for the appointed time of this baby right now to receive your provision to heal. God, I thank you there's healing in these hands. God, there's healing in these hands. There's salvation on these lips. And God, I thank you right now. We proclaim this baby healed and whole, totally set free. God, I thank you for that right now. Your promise to heal this precious child. And God, we count it done. And God, we as parents and overseers in this baby's life, God, we count it done right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. A little of that. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. God, I just thank you right now. God, I thank you for my little brother. God, I thank you that your hand's on his life. God, I pray a move of your spirit in his life right here and right now. God, that what the enemy's meant for bad, God, you turn it to good right here and right now. God, I thank you for healing in this home. God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Devil, you gotta take your hands off of this child. You have no dominion. You have no authority. God, we submit ourselves to you. We resist the devil right now, and he's got to flee. God, symptoms have to subside. Suffering has to subside. God, I thank you that Jesus bore our afflictions, our pain, our suffering on that cross. And God, we thank you for it. God, we count it done. I call him healed and whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, buddy. God, we thank you and we praise you for what you're about. Oh, God, I thank you for my precious sister. God, for the work you're doing in her life. How are you, ma'am? It's so good to see you. God, I thank you that your word promises that those who wait upon the Lord, that serve you, God, you renew their strength. God, I thank you for strength renewed in my sister. God, I thank you what the enemy's meant for bad, whatever it is. God, I thank you that her age isn't going to hold her back or keep her down. God, I thank you that your word says those who are planted in your house will flourish in your courts, and even in old age will be fresh and flourishing. God, I thank you right now. I call my sister fresh. I call my sister flourishing. Say this with me, will you? Father God, I thank you now for your strength and your ability to come into my body, to take over my mind. And God, I thank you now. I see my body strengthened and whole. God, I serve you. So your word promised that you renew my strength. I will mount up with wings as eagles. I'll run and not grow weary. I'll walk and not faint, because Jesus is Lord of my life. God, I command my body right here and right now to be strong, stronger than it's ever been. And I proclaim that my latter days will be better than my former. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now just agree with that in faith. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, here we go.
My body, cleanse me, Lord, and make me whole.
No more skeptics. No more doubters. We're trusting God. We're believing God. There's people here that are believing God for their very lives. So you know what? Man, take control of your, take authority over your doubts and your unbelief. Man, let Jesus be Lord of your life. Put Jesus out in front of you. Put everything else behind you and don't look back. She got a book of stairs. We're carnally minded, it's death. But spiritually minded is life and peace. I proclaim life and peace with spiritual mindsets in this place right here and right now. I'm healed. I'm saved. I'm delivered. There's nothing missing and nothing broken. My life has been made whole today in the name of Jesus. Peter 2:24, let's go. Come on. Come on. At the top of your lungs, sing this. Yeah, there it is. Come on, let's go.
Sing that again. It's by your stripes. By your stripes in the blind
way of
seeing.
Come on, let's go.
Come on. The dead will rise in the new way.
God, I just thank you right here, right now, for my brother. God, I thank you right now that his mind is fixed on you. God, that the work you're doing in him, God, the turnaround right now in his life. God, the breakthrough in his life right now is overcoming every evil and everything bad in his life. God, I thank you that darkness has fleed his life, and God, the light has overcome. The light has prevailed. God, I thank you for that right now. God, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now to break every yoke of bondage, remove every burden in the name of Jesus. Every yoke, every burden, every bondage, God has to go right now. God, I command him to be free right now. And if the Son set free, is free indeed. God, I thank you for freedom. God, I thank you for liberty. God, I thank you that he's made whole right now. God, a new creation in Christ. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In the name of Jesus. Now, God, I just thank you for what you're doing. God, I thank you right now that you stir the gifts up in him. God, I thank you for a move of your spirit right now in his life. In the name of Jesus. Mark the 11th chapter, it had some issues. And the 11th chapter, the 22nd verse, Jesus said, look, you got to have faith in God. You got to have the God kind of faith. You have faith of God. And then he said, man, and whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. This mountain right now might be depression or anxiety or sickness or disease or maybe a barren womb. That, man, that's that mountain. Be removed to be cast to sea, and don't receive any doubt in your heart. You'll have whatever you say. You'll have whatever you say. But when you stand praying, forgive, verse 25. Forgive. Believe that you receive them, you'll have them. But forgive, so your Father in heaven forgives you. That unforgiveness is going to keep you from having authority in your life. You have the authority today to receive. You gotta take and use that authority. Devil, I command you to go right now in Jesus' name. You have no dominion here. I don't have to raise my voice. All I have to do is usurp the name of Jesus in this situation. Devil, what you meant for bad, God turns to good right here and right now in every life in this room. God, I thank you that these are prevailers. These are victors in here today. God, I thank you right now for strong marriages. God, we don't need Instagram marriages. We don't need Facebook marriages. We need kingdom marriages in the name of Jesus. We don't need a highlight marriage. God, we need a strong marriage. We need a spiritually fulfilling marriage. God, kingdom marriages in this place. We don't want all American marriages. We want kingdom marriages. We don't want Ward and June Cleaver marriages. We want kingdom marriages in the name of Jesus. Fulfilling your purpose, God, in our lives and in our marriages. In the name of Jesus. Nikki, help me out. Let's go. Thank you, God. God, I thank you for what you're doing in this place. I want all of God I can get. Man, just think, there just might be a few minutes of this time left. We'll extend it as long as we have to for you. You can sit here all day and resist this. I'll stand right here and wait on you. I believe God will as well. Why would you doubt? Let me tell you what this song is right here. This is a gift of breakthrough right now that's happening in this place right now. That's happening in Sepulpa and Skytook. A gift of breakthrough right now. Man, people getting free. Yeah, you used to be an alcoholic. You used to be a drunk. You used to be a drug addict. Man, you used to be addicted to porn. You're a child of the King now. Greater is He who's in you than He who's in the world. You're created in Christ Jesus for good works. So let's be about Him. Breakthrough. Yes. Come on, let's go win. Let's go win. Let's put our lives in God's hands. Let's take authority today. Put your marriage in God's hands. Y'all, I like this. Come on, here we go.
Seek your face. Come and make your throne upon our face. Here in this place.
Come on, lift your voice. Come on, lift your voice. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask whatever you desire and it shall be done for you. Come on, lift your voice. Come on, let's go. Yes. Right here, right now, right here, right now. Come on, let's go.
But only by the grace.
for you. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Matthew 7. Here's Jesus. And man, he makes it real simple for us. Man, here's what he's doing. Let me tell you. He's opening the book of life. The book of life is being opened in front of you right now. And in Matthew, the 7th chapter, all Jesus is doing, he's taking that book of life and he's opening that book of life. And he's like, look, these words are going to give you life. They're life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Verse 7, he says, ask and it'll be given you. Seek and you'll find. Knock at the door will be opened to you. Now listen. Ask and keep asking. Seek and keep seeking. Knock and keep knocking. Ask and what's going to happen? It's going to be given to you. Seek and you're going to find. Knock and it'll be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and him who knocks it'll be open. Or what man is there among you if his son asks for bread? Will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, this is Jesus opening up the book of life for us. If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father who's in heaven give you good things to he who simply ask him? How much more? How much more? That's where we're at right now. We're in that how much more place. This is our 2-minute warning. This is where, let me tell you, we go score and we go win right here and right now. Man, we just took it away. The enemy had the ball. We just caused a turnover. We got a takeaway right now. How much more? How much more will your Heavenly Father? How much more can God give? You might be coming up here and you might be asking, God, I thank you for your healing power. Thank you for healing my elbow. And you know what? There's something in your lungs that you didn't even know about that God just takes care of because you call upon his healing power. Man, he's Lord of all. He's Lord of all. That means he's healing of all. Man, ask, seek, knock. It'll be given to you. It'll be awarded to you. See, we're trophies of Christ's victory here. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same today as he was when the centurion's daughter got off her deathbed. He's the same today with the woman with the issue of blood when virtue came into her because she just braised the hem of Jesus' garment and she was healed. He's the same today as that paralytic that they brought to him. He said, your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. He's the same today as that leper by the pool that all he had to do, man, was a one touch from the master. He's the same today that you know what? Lazarus is in that tomb for days. He stunk by then for days. And what happened? Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And what happened? He came out of that tomb. And Jesus said, man, take that death off of him and feed him something. He's the same today. That's the same Jesus. That's the Jesus we all expect right here and right now. We're gathered in the name of Jesus, and he's joined us, and he's in the midst of us. Here we go. Here we go.
Chains,
yes.
Fall,
come on, sing.
Here now, Jesus, you change everything.
Change, fall, feel, down.
22, Jesus said, look, please open your heart and receive this by faith today. Jesus said, listen, whatever you ask in my name, he said, I'll do it. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Whatever. Man, that blueprint I talked about earlier, the limitations of your life, lose that thing. Whatever. Man, you've been suffering from anxiety, whatever. You've been diagnosed clinically depressed, whatever. Man, you've got pain, you've got sickness, you've got limitation in your natural life. Let God super come into that. Whatever. Because the Bible says, I love the whatevers of God. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. It's what Jesus said. Whatever the enemy means for bad, God turns to good. Whatever. No more limits.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you'd like more information about the ministries of Guts Church, visit our website at gutschurch.com.